You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Fort Stewart, Hunter Amirfield, Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today I'm joined by our special guest, 3rd Infantry Division Command Sergeant Major Donald Durgan. It is officially summer here in coastal Georgia, and today we're going to discuss our 100 days of summer campaign against driving under the influence. Thank you so much for joining me, sir. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I am great. Actually, it is a really good day. The division's on good standings. We're all over the place, all over the world. Just a really good, productive day today.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. So this is your first time on our podcast, so welcome.
Thank you.
Could you share a little bit about yourself and your career for those who are not familiar?
Yeah. I hit 30 years in July 29th. So I've been
Congratulations.
3 decades wearing this uniform all over the globe. First and foremost, I am and will always be a proud dog face soldier. I've been to Fort Stewart now, repeat offender about 4 times. I love this place, all the great moments. As you know, it's all over the internet when I took the colors on September 5th. All the great moments of my life have happened here. I've met my wife here. My kids were born here. My in-laws live right up the street and on the installation. And so I am a field artillery by background. And so this division has taught me a lot about maneuverability, about BCTs, about sustainment, about aviation, you name it. I've been wearing this uniform for about 30 years now.
Awesome. Well, congrats, as I said, and definitely sounds like Fort Stewart holds a special place in your heart for all those moments. As I said, the division is launching a campaign about driving under the influence. Could you share more about what that is and why we're doing it?
Yeah. As I stated here previously, this is my 4th iteration here at Fort Stewart, and DUIs has always been a problem for our soldiers here located on Fort Stewart. And I think you could chalk it back up to the time and space distance between Savannah, which is a phenomenal community to our soldiers, and the distance it takes to get back to Fort Stewart on a Friday or Saturday night. But this campaign is about protecting our soldiers, our families, and the Marne community writ large. We're taking a comprehensive approach to impaired driving, that being alcohol, drugs, you name it, sleeping and tired behaviors. But any behavior that degrades from a soldier's lethality and ability to operate a motor vehicle is dangerous. And so we are responsible to find a way to mitigate these decision-makings and this behavior.
Thank you. A little known fact is that in Georgia, there is the DUI Less Safe. For those who don't know, what is that? If you can speak on that a little.
Yeah, I had to come back and I had to relearn this myself because I was like, DUI, DUI Less Safe, what's the difference? But a DUI Less Safe just simply means you don't have to be over the legal limit to be charged with driving under the influence. If your driving shows impairment, that being swerving, delayed reactions, poor judgment, not using your headlights, taillights, signals, all those things, you can still be arrested and charged with driving under the influence of less safe, even if your blood alcohol content level is below a 0.08. And if you're under the age of 21, it's 0.02.
Yes, I also did not know that until I got to Georgia, and I thought that was very interesting for this state.
I guess the takeaway for this is simple to our soldiers. If you're impaired at all, you're unsafe. And if you're unsafe, you're a risk to not only yourself, but our families, our children, our DA's Department of the Army civilians, everybody that lives, works, and plays on this installation, you have now put at an unnecessary risk. And the ultimate cost of a DUI can be life.
And there's lots of stories. I hear them all the time from people who have those crazy experiences of those wrecks on like 144 and 119 and people going incredibly fast. There's haunting stories around here that people would tell you if you listen about those.
Yeah, that's a whole nother part of this campaign of the 100 Days of Summer, is really getting after our speeders that are plagging 144 and 119 to be specific. It is not a drag raceway. It is not a speed sprint track. Mm. It is legitimately a highway to get from Richmond Hill or to get from Pembroke back to Fort Stewart. And every time we go speeding down that road, there's unnecessary risks involved, right? You've got wildlife in the area. You've got other drivers. There's no handles.
Like there's no way to land except in a ditch.
Yeah, and the other part of it is you could have a BCT out in the field. And if you're rolling at 100 miles an hour down 144 or 119 and a tank rolls up in front of that roadway, It's a dangerous situation. You're not going to make it out of that.
So as the command sergeant major, what is your expectation of leadership to help pass down this information and educate their soldiers?
Yeah, my expectations are really simple. It's that leaders at every echelon, from team leader to all the way up to myself and the commanding general here, are engaged, informed, and proactive on this. This means having real conversations and not just safety briefs where you're covering check the boxes. These are the hard conversations about what is your plan for this weekend. And if you don't have a plan, it's the hard conversations about developing a plan. It's knowing your soldiers and their stressors, right? It's watching their behaviors. It's, hey, you know, Specialist Johnson, you look a little overtired this week. Long week? Let's have a conversation about what you're going to do this weekend. And it's not go up to your barracks room, chug six beers, and get in your car and go out to eat. It's about providing an outlet and knowing your soldiers. And then we have to set the example from our own behaviors. Everything we do, a soldier is watching, and a soldier will emulate the actions that we allow. And I talk about permissive culture and permissive environments where if you're not holding the standard and you're not holding the line, what are you doing? That means you're setting a new standard because you didn't intervene when you had the responsibility to do so. And then lastly, it's just about reinforcing standards consistently and not just after an incident has already occurred. You got to do it up front. And leaders just have to create an environment where soldiers feel comfortable asking for help. And then where responsible decisions are the norm and not the exception.
Yeah, people definitely learn and see what someone else does. Or they're like, oh, they did it, so I can do it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's
or they got away with it, especially in this case. Like, oh, they got away with it.
Yeah,
I can get away with it.
More often than not, if you get caught drunk driving, that is not your first time.
How can people kind of create a positive change? Or what are ways that people, instead of, as you said, being stressed, chug six beers, go out to dinner, what kind of positive change can we have in those coping mechanisms for people?
I toss this question around in my head a lot. And I'm not one of the doctrine guys who's going to regurgitate doctrine. But the Army Leadership Requirements Model outlined in ADP 6-22 tells us three attributes and three competencies. And the attributes are what I focus on. And those attributes are character, presence, and intellect, right? And so when I think of creating a positive change, I think of a leader's presence and their character, right? And so positive change starts with presence, and it starts with the influence of your character. A team leader who knows their soldiers, actively checks in on them, not episodically, actively checks in on them, and builds that trust can prevent a bad decision long before it has ever happened. If I know my soldier is stressed and we have this conversation and it's a hard conversation and I give them the resources that are outlined in the MARN CARES program, and CARES stands for Critical Assistance and Resources to Environmental Stressors, that soldier is going to come out on the other side better, right? And then that soldier is less likely to go slam six beers and go out to dinner and then get caught drunk and driving, right? They're more likely to call their team leader if they're having a problem because that trust is already built there. Hey, team leader, I know I said I had a plan, but I chugged six beers, I'm out of dinner, and I can't make it back. Can you help me? And the team leader absolutely is going to say yes. No questions asked. Let me come get you because it's a safe thing to do, and I know you're going to get home to your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, parents, you name it. But when junior leaders show they care, soldiers listen, and then they respond, more importantly. That's how culture shifts, and it's one squad at a time, it's one team at a time, it's one platoon at a time. I think the effects are compounding if you can create that trust.
No, that's huge, especially because that's the way people help open up to you, and even just past like DUIs and things like that. That's how we prevent other problems from happening and persisting on this installation. So I agree 100%. It comes down to trust and that willingness for someone to open up well beyond just, hey, I drink, can you come get me?
Yeah, we were all in that soldier's footprint at one time. Like I said, I'm a career soldier, 30 years. I was once where that soldier was at, asking my team leader for help.
Yeah, it's a good message. So obviously the clear goal of this campaign is to reduce DUI numbers. But what else are you hoping that people take away from it?
I want soldiers to walk away understanding that their life and their career are worth protecting. We did not put our name on that dotted line for nothing. We had a goal when we signed that contract to be a United States Army soldier. And I want every single soldier, every NCO, every officer, see their career and their goals come to fruition. And they can only do that by making good decisions. I want soldiers to walk away and understand that this campaign isn't about punishment. It's about preservation, more importantly. Preserving readiness, preserving trust, preserving the future each soldier is working towards. We in the Marne Division work really hard. And I said this in my last touch point with the PAO team. And we have to learn how to play hard responsibly. If a soldier walks away knowing that they have options, a ride, a battle buddy, a plan, you know, a way to get home after a night when your plan has fallen through, a leader can go back to their home that night and say, I have succeeded. My soldier reached out to me. He was in trouble or she was in trouble and they made it home safe. No recourse, no consequences. You just did the right thing as a good human being and you took care of somebody.
That was really well put. Is there anything else that you would like to add or share before we go?
Yeah, please. I want every soldier in the Marne Division to hear this clearly. You matter. Your life matters. Your family members' lives matter. Your safety matters. And we want to make sure that you understand that. It is okay to not be okay, but it is not okay to not seek help. Help is always available. Right? I talked about Marne Cares very, very briefly, and it'll roll out in future iterations of this, but we are providing resources to your times of need, whether that's just complicated or crisis, there is a resource that's available. And there's always a leader there. And if you can't find one, find me, and I will help you out. I promise you, no questions asked, no consequences. All you gotta do is look me up. We are a team, and no one fights alone. This includes fighting against any risky decision or any unthought through decision, right? There are always second and third order effects to every decision we make. Either it's good or they're bad. And when they're bad, we probably need to think again. And if you have to think twice about it, it's probably the wrong decision. But if you need help, please just ask. If you see someone struggling, step in and intervene. If you're about to make a risky choice, stop and think about the people counting on you, because there's hundreds of people counting on you every single day. And in the Marne Division, we count on each other. Mm-hmm. And last time I counted, there's several thousands of us that are walk this formation in this hallowed ground every day known as Fort Stewart. But most importantly, we are the dog-faced soldiers of the 3rd Infantry Division, and we will take care of our own.
Awesome. Thank you. No, and so many people, everybody's going through something. And you said you've been in the Army for over 30 years. You've probably gone through it. You know someone else who's gone through it. So you just have to ask for help. And that's the first way to get past that, is by being like, hey, I need help. I've never experienced this, but someone has. Someone's going to be there for you. Someone's been through it.
I think the most famous quote there is closed mouths don't get fed. We are not mind readers as leaders. When you get promoted to be an officer, or you get promoted to be an NCO, you don't get this magic ability to read minds. And so if your soldier is not speaking up, you have to talk to them. You can see a change in behavior. Everybody can see it. And so you got to identify it and then engage it.
And that goes to the soldier.
Yeah.
If you don't tell them something's wrong, it's just going to sit there and fester and nothing's going to change.
That's right. That's right. And well, so we all have to talk back and forth.
Communication. Hey, PAO. That's why we're here. All right. Well, thank you so much, sir. It's been a pleasure. To stay up to date on Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield activities, please follow us on social media and download the My Army Post app. Thank you again for joining me.
Thanks much.
All right. Well, I hope this is a successful campaign, and I hope you guys learned a lot. This concludes that episode of the Marne Report. See you next week.
The My Army Post app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield. With MAPA at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. My Army Post is free from your phone's app store. Download today.